Thank you. Touchstones rules of right and wrong. The second truth is that all human beings are created with equal natural rights. The right to live, to be free, to acquire property, and other means to acquire God-given
here, tiny little down gas prices there.
confiscation of property. That's why the Constitution tied the dollar to a standard of savings equity. For nearly two centuries, until 1971, the American government guaranteed the dollar's value against the commodity standard. To address the world's growing economic and financial problems, to end uncertainty, keep interest rates down, and increase the confidence entrepreneurs and investors need to take risks for future growth, it is time to honor the Constitution's promise of a dollar that holds value for years to come. Second, conservatives need to embrace reform of our tax code. Today, our financial incentive to the IRS code, we need to replace it with a simpler system to reward savings and investment, create jobs, and spur economic growth. You know, a generation ago, the conservative revolution was launched with a call to cut income tax rates across the board. The Reagan-Fed tax cuts kicked off one of the longest periods of economic growth in history. They inspired every tax cut that followed, from the capital gains reductions under Bill Clinton to the Marshall rate cuts under George W. Bush. These dramatic tax cuts made the federal revenues explode. Liberals scratched their heads, but supply-siders knew one Liberal Democrats believe big government should make the decisions. conservative Republicans believe Americans should be in control of their own health care. You know, liberals have been trying to lock Americans into socialist health care since at least Harry Truman. But Americans never like bureaucracies and bureaucrats dictating choices. We don't wait for songs to be played on the radio. We phone down on the iPod. We don't call a movie show that comes out on a laptop, so we download straight to our screen. We don't call a travel agent to tell us when we can fly. We book the trip ourselves on Expedia or Orbitz. These innovations came from entrepreneurs who put the customer in control. And that should be our goal in healthcare. Americans yearn for a healthcare system that puts them in charge. A system where you can access your medical records as quickly as your bank records. Where you can pick your health care provider from hundreds of competitors based on quality, convenience, and price, not simply because they're in the right network. Our Constitution is a
need to extract 40 cents of every dollar just to keep the government afloat.
We are right now already on the path to double taxes in the size of governments. Conservatives, we should advocate a binding cap on federal spending. By limiting the overall budget, we can both raise the cost of individual programs and return power to the states where they belong under our federal system. We can hold revenue through 18% or 19% of gross domestic product for the foreseeable future. The final area I'd like to discuss is regulatory reform. Sounds like a yarn sometimes, but it matters these days. Ever since the sharp declines in the global stock and financial markets last October, liberals have led the cry for more regulation. There is plenty of blame to go around in today's crisis. But there's one prime culprit that has gotten almost no attention. Government itself.
Standard measures or provide transparency. Hey, make no mistake.
A new regulatory regime to govern our financial markets is coming. Just ask Barney Frank. Conservatives must be now a major
and the courage to stand up for freedom.